is it businesses losing money because of hackers?
Well, unfortunately, the Traders Association was one of the victims to this awful thing that's happening. Apparently, from what we've been told, it is happening a lot, but we want to create awareness. It is invoice interception, is what we're told it's called. So we're paying for an event that was organised here, a very successful event that was organised here in town. We received the invoice. We paid it, as you do normally, online. But unfortunately, it wasn't paid to the person who should have got the money. So two people are out. We're a voluntary group. We're dealing with other people's money. We rely on fundraising to pay. Now we're left with a supplier who has fulfilled his side of the contract, done the event, made a fabulous job of it. And we're left now thousands down because the email was hacked. So
they obviously were able, the hackers, these criminals were able to gain access. They knew that an invoice was due, an invoice had to be paid. So they got access to a system somehow. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of it, they were able to maybe send a message. I don't know if you want to divulge it, saying, send it here, or this is a new invoice, or whatever it might be.
It was two invoices, and another invoice was sent, and which one? And they were able to reply to say that this is the bank that we want to pay to. It is under investigation at the minute, and AIB are doing everything they can to. Hopefully, we may have a result, but the company is left unpaid, and we're left penniless.
And because it's so sophisticated that anyone could fall for this, the only real way to avoid this going forward is to ring someone up and say, look, I've just received another email here with a change of bank details. Like, in other words, we have to get rid of the trust that we might have, or when things look completely fine, we have to be so bloody extra cautious now that even if things look perfect, we have to double check. That's to try and combat these criminals. That's where we're at now, Deirdre.
They're sitting, that is their job. They are sitting waiting on someone to put up an invoice. They duplicate it for all the world. It looked exactly the same. And so as a Traders Association, we would want to create awareness to make sure that people are not stung again. We don't know what way we're going to go. We don't know how to move forward from this. We have 70 members, we rely totally on fundraising and donations to keep what we have built up going. And obviously the provider is out the money too, and he's fulfilled a wonderful job, and we're sitting the day that I got the phone call, I was actually throwing up. I was thinking, oh my God, it's bad enough if it was my own money or if it was any of our money, but to lose somebody else's money. Yeah. But I want to stress too, we have a gift card system in Carndonagh. I don't know if you heard it, it's a Carndonagh gift card. And it is growing, it's phenomenal. But that is a different system altogether. That has nothing to do with this system. It's a very secure and safe gift card service,
I think that's really important to point out, because there's a couple of things here that I want to recognize, if you don't mind, Deirdre. Firstly, it would have been very easy to not come out publicly and use this as an opportunity to warn other people not to. I don't think you should be punished for that, in that people should be confused between, a very secure and successful gift card scheme versus the actions of criminals here that any of us could have been caught out of. But instead, yous have come out and yous have said, look, everything looked great. We thought we were doing the right thing, but they were so good at what they do, and not praising them, but that's the way it is that even we got caught out. And I think that's the right thing to do. And I think that should be rewarded rather than it, raising any question marks over the gift voucher scheme.
We all feel terrible. And it's an awful thing to happen. And as I say, bad as it is, if it was my own business, yes, I would be down thousands and thousands of pounds. But at the same time, when it's other people people's money, it's worse. I mean, we had a huge event here in October, and it was the most attended event for a long time. The children, everybody loved it. It was amazing. And then a few weeks later, when we want to pay the person, you know, we want to pay our bills, and this happens. So it has left us now that the pot's empty. We don't know what way we're going to turn, and the man's still out his money. So we want to highlight it because it could happen. If it has happened to us as a voluntary group, it could happen to anybody. Mm. And there's not enough awareness out there about it.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, you know, you hear about hacking, but you just go, that doesn't happen here. But it can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's an awful thing. And yeah. I mean, these criminals are like, they're high class criminals, you know what I mean? And they just move it and move it around. So like, we heavily rely on our fundraising, and like, we're just a 70 member group, trying to do the best for our community. So it has knocked us back terribly.
Yeah, it is. It's especially when it's for the good of the community, the businesses, and it was such a successful event. And then here we are a couple of short weeks later. All right, listen, as I say, Deirdre, fair play to you for speaking out and letting the public know. Warn all the businesses, because as you say,
that's what we want to do.
Until it affects you, it's like, make
the phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
Make the phone call.
Make the phone call. Because until it affects you, it's like it.
Yeah.
What do they keep saying of this stuff on Highland Radio for? And yet here we are. All right, listen, Deirdre, thank you.
Thanks.
Deirdre Bradley there, chair of the Carn Donagh Traders Association. They're out thousands. And it's a real, as I say, it was for the community. It was for the wider community, the business community. And there we have it. They're out thousands, and the vendors out thousands as well. Hopefully they'll come up with a solution to that. And hopefully their bank maybe can, do something for them.